just a little message here. To mute your phone so that all may hear, you can press the 4 button and then the star button. And also for the words to the following hymns, you can go to www.csinteractivechurch.org, where is provided the order of service webpage. There, click on the turquoise box. All right. Welcome to the Interactive Wednesday Midday Testimony Meeting. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discovering founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. Today's topic is Woman, Thou Art Loose. The Bible. Zephaniah. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will undo all that afflict thee. Isaiah, lift up thine eyes round about and see the Redeemer. Sing, O barren, that thou didst not bear, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Philippians. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your request be made known unto God. Luke. Now it came to pass, a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Colossians. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful, which is the bond of perfectness. Psalms. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Psalms. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. I am helped. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. In my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. My soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! But deliver me, keep me, O Lord, from the hands who have purposed to overthrow my goings. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right. Luke. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stoneth them that are sent unto thee. Lamentations. How is the gold become dim? O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. Their reproach. Out of the low dungeon thou hast heard my voice. Thou sayest, Fear not. Thou hast pleaded the cause of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Exodus. Glory of the Lord, make me a sanctuary. John. And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even until the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Matthew. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Psalms. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High, He is a great King over all the earth, and the King's daughter is all glorious. This God is our God forever and ever. I shall now read correlative passages from Science and Health with key to the scriptures written by Mary Baker Eddy. God heals. God, truth, life, love does heal. We are healed when a disease disappears. How can I heal? In order to heal by science, you must not be ignorant of the moral and spiritual demands of science, nor disobey them. Moral ignorance or sin affects your demonstration and hinders its approach to the standard in Christian Science. After the author's sacred discovery, she affixed the name science to Christianity, the name error to corporeal sense, and the name substance to mind. Science has called the world to battle over this issue and its demonstration, which heals the sick, destroys error, and reveals the universal harmony. Because the science of mind seems to bring into dishonor the ordinary scientific schools, which wrestle with material observations alone, this science has been met with opposition. But if any system honors God, it ought to receive aid, not opposition, from all thinking persons. And Christian Science does honor God, as no other theory honors him. And it does this in the way of his appointing, by doing many wonderful works through the divine name and nature. Christianity will never be based on a divine principle and so found to be unerring until its absolute science is reached. When this is accomplished, neither pride, prejudice, bigotry, nor envy can wash away its foundation, for it is built upon the rock, Christ. What is the scientific statement of being? Answer. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. What is God? God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Are these terms synonymous? They are. They refer to one absolute God. They are also intended to express the nature, essence, and wholeness of deity. The attributes of God are justice, mercy, wisdom, goodness, and so on. What is man? Man is not matter. The scriptures inform us that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Man is spiritual and perfect. Man is idea, the image of love. He is the compound idea of God, including all right ideas, the generic term for all that reflects God's image and likeness. Woman is but a species of the genera. The following are some of the equivalents of the term man in different languages. In the Saxon, mankind, a woman, anyone. In the Welsh, that which rises up, the primary sense being image, form. In the Hebrew, image, similitude. In the Icelandic, mind. The following translation is from the Icelandic. And God said, "Let us make man after our mind and our likeness." And God shaped man after his mind. After God's mind shaped he him. And he shaped them male and female. The ideal woman corresponds to life and to love. In divine science, we have not as much authority for considering God masculine as we have for considering him feminine, for love imparts the clearest idea of deity. River, channel of thought. Spirit God gathers unformed thoughts into their proper channels and unfolds these thoughts even as he opens the petals of a holy purpose in order that the purpose may appear. My discovery that erring mortal misnamed mind produces all the organisms and action of the mortal body set my thoughts to work in new channels and led up to my demonstration of the proposition that mind is all and matter is not, as the leading factor in mind science. Euphrates River, divine science encompassing the universe and man, the true idea of God, a type of the glory which is to come. Metaphysics taking the place of physics, the reign of righteousness. The woman in the apocalypse symbolizes generic man, the spiritual idea of God. She illustrates the coincidence of God and man as the divine principle and divine idea. Gion River, the rights of woman acknowledged morally, civilly, and socially. The spiritual idea is typified by a woman in travail, waiting to be delivered of her sweet promise, but remembering no more her sorrow for joy that the birth goes on. For great is the idea, and the travail portentous. Hiddekel River, divine science understood and acknowledged. This immaculate idea, represented first by man and according to the Revelator last by woman, will baptize with fire, and the fiery baptism will burn up the chaff of error with the fervent heat of truth and love, melting and purifying even the gold of human character. After the stars sang together and all was primeval harmony, the material eye made war upon the spiritual idea. But this only impelled the idea to rise to the zenith of demonstration, destroying sin, sickness, and death, and to be caught up unto God, to be found in the divine principle. Paisan River, the love of the good and beautiful and their immortality. Revelation 12:13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. The march of mind and of honest investigation will bring the hour when the people will chain with fetters of some sort the growing occultism of this period. The present apathy as to the tendency of certain active yet unseen mental agencies will finally be shocked into another extreme mortal mood, into human indignation, for one extreme follows the other. Revelation 12:15-16. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Millions of unprejudiced minds, simple seekers for truth, weary wanderers athirst in the desert, are watching, waiting and watching for rest and drink. Give them a cup of cold water in Christ's name, and never fear the consequences. What if the old dragon should send forth a new flood to drown the Christ idea? He can neither drown your voice with his roar, nor again seek the world into the deep waters of chaos and old night. In this age, the earth will help the woman. The spiritual idea will be understood. Those ready for the blessings you impart will give thanks. I was called to visit Mr. Clark and Lynn, who had been confined to his bed 6 months with hip disease caused by a fall upon a wooden spike when quite a boy. On entering the house, I met his physician, who said that the patient was dying. I went to his bedside, and a few moments his face changed. Its death pallor gave place to a natural hue. In about 10 minutes, he opened his eyes and said, "I feel like a new man. My suffering is all gone." I told him to rise, dress himself, and take supper with his family. He did so. Since his recovery, I have been informed that the physician claims to have cured him and that his mother has been threatened with incarceration in an insane asylum for saying it was none other than God and that woman who healed him. It has been demonstrated to me that life is God, and that the might of omnipotent spirit shares not its strength with matter or with human will. A change in the human belief changes all the physical symptoms and determines a case for better or for worse. When one's false belief is corrected, truth sends a report of health over the body. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of the meeting. The Manual of the Mother Church states, prayer in Christian